Well, our regular contributor, author and comedian Colm O'Regan has been thinking today about rehab and how it looks to the people who donate.
It was a confusing day at the Public Accounts Committee today, and I went onto the Rehab Facebook page later. I'd half expected them to have updated their status to "it's complicated." Even the word remuneration itself is a problem, as everyone seems to call it renumeration. Renumerating is counting something, which in the case of a rehab CEO salary would take a while. Can we just call it pay packet? Look, complexity in itself is not a problem, and my inability to understand what's going on is not rehab's problem either. I should just make a bit of an effort. Nor do I have a problem with the figure €240,000. I have ambitions to one day earn that much myself. Who wouldn't? But watching the hearing today, it reminded me of Tim Cook's testimony to the US Senate hearings about Apple Computer's tax affairs. People were struggling with the detail of all the different corporate entities. There was a bit of showboating from some public representatives, and then some odd questions from other public representatives, and you wondered why they were asked. At the end, you were left with the feeling that while no one had done anything wrong, per se, the whole thing looked kind of bad, and perception is hugely important when it comes to charities. The odd time I've bought rehab lottery tickets, the person who sold them to me was usually lovely. We all smiled at each other and felt good. I didn't really think about the complexities of the company behind it. All I knew is that I felt positively disposed to them. I won nothing, of course, but I was more likely to hand over money to someone in a high-vis with rehab written on it than, say, Monsanto or Union Carbide. Charity is different. It's about a goodwill contract. It's about perception. I do charity gigs sometimes for free, or if I get a few bob, I'll do it for a big discount. Not because I've loads of money, but because charging a charity through the nose just feels wrong. And even more selfishly, and less nobly, if word gets out, it looks wrong. But with rehab today, I never got the sense of, I suppose it looks bad. There was defiance. And yes, maybe the salaries are less than the market average, but maybe they're looking at the wrong market. And also, there was a confusing mixture of we're a private company, we get public funding, I'm a private citizen, we're a charity, that the phrase having one's cake and eating it didn't seem to really do it justice. And once again, it's the staff and clients, who Sean Fleming congratulated Rehab for only paying them an average of €600 a week, who suffer when it's the public who are thinking, this looks bad. It's a shame. Rehab does amazing work, and by all accounts, it's quite efficient. The difficulty for us, potential donors, is that we're not sure exactly what rehab is. Maybe they themselves need a bit of rehabilitation.
And that was Colm O'Regan.